Svisha nichnas labais menor lecha befanav chayov. That's a chiddush that you can violate tzedek even though you didn't do the pa'ula to the deer itself. You're not really touching the animal. I locked the door, I closed the window, and mele the animal can't run out. So the locking of the door, the window, relates to the animal, and that's a violation of tzedek. What if no'al d'shnaim p'turim? Because it's shnaim shasu, it's pater and all of Hilchas Shabbos, Rashi says. What if la yochel lechel linol v'no'al d'shnaim chayav? What if it's z'eina yochel v'z'eina yochel? So we machleik is three-way, machleik is hatanoim. So we paskin chayav, and Reb Shimon disagrees. He holds that pater even z'eina yochel v'z'eina yochel, so Reb Shimon l'taymei. Shimon l'shitas. Amar Rav Yomi, Amar Shmuel. Atzor Ari b'Shabbos ain't a chayv at Shiach Nesena l'guraski shalom. Noah had before machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim. What's the shear of Tzedah by a Tzvi? Whether Tzvi, Rav Yehuda's opinion, Rav Yehuda's is how come in the previous Mishnah, Kuvav and all. Yehuda says only Tzvi l'abayis is chayv. But Tzvi l'biber l'gina l'chotzer would not be chayv. And the Chachamim disagreed. And they thought not only Labais, even the Gina Lachatza, the Bibra is also Chayim. So the Egli Tal explained what the Machlek, David Inez explained what the Machlekis is, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're only Chayim Tzvi Labayis because you have Shlita over the Tzvi. According to the Chachamim, the definition of the Malach is not so much that you have Shlita, but rather that the Tzvi is no longer free. You don't have Shlita over him, but at the same time he's not free to run. He psychologically he feels that he's trapped, even though you don't really have any shilton over him. So the Gemara here makes a flat statement, sounds like a choladeus. And the Gemara said before, if you have a tzipa drawer, even though hatzot tzipa la migdol is chayv, tzipa la bayis is not chayv. So the Gemara says it depends. Sometimes tzipa la bayis will be chayv, sometimes not. Depends what the nature of the tzipa is. The Mishnah only goes with tzipa drawer. That even by bayis, it feels free to run around. You don't have any shlita over it, and it feels free to run around. But under normal circumstances, if it weren't a tzipa drawer, then a tzvi la bayis would also be tzedo. According to whom? Is it Bein le Rabbi Yehuda, Bein le Chachamim? I'm not sure. What that Gemara that said before. Hocha b'tzipa drawer, askin v'shein b'kabel l'smars, it runs around wild in the house. But if it weren't a tzipa drawer, then it would have been tzedo. Even though it's not an amigdol, even though it's only babayis. That's even alibi de Rabbi Yehuda? Is it only alibi de Chachamim? Maybe it's only alibi de Chachamim. Because the animal doesn't feel free anymore. But you really don't have any shlita over the bird if it's in there, running around loose in a house. I don't know. Anyway, now the Gemara Kot Shmuel makes a statement, sounds like a choladeus, that Atzor Ari, the Ari, is like a tzipa drawer. That it doesn't psychologically feel trapped, it'll run around, it'll roam around freely. Unless it's in a guraski shalom, unless it's mamish in a lion's cage. Anything less than a lion's cage is not only not shlita mitzad the tzad, there's no shilton, the animal, the ari, will feel free also. So it sounds like there's no violation of tzeit l'chala days. Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'chacham. Okay. Each animal is going to be different. Let's see the next Mishnah. Yoshev Echad ala Pesach, v'loy mileyu, Yoshev Hasheni mileyu. So the first one sat on the Pesach, and he didn't accomplish tzedek. So the second one came, u'mileyu. So then Hasheni chay, the Sheni is chay. That's not called Shnaim Shosu. It's only called Shnaim Shosu. They do bevasachas. But if one sits down, and that doesn't accomplish tzedek until the second one sits down, and sits down bezachazeh, so the Sheni did the whole tzedek. Hasheni chay. Yoshev Rishon ala Pesach u'milehu. So he did the tzedek. Either on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. Maybe the Rishon is an Achri. We're not discussing whether the Rishon is chayv. Yoshev Rishon ala Pesach u'milehu, and the animal is now nitzod because of the sitting of the Rishon. Ubo Hashem v'yoshev b'tzido. So he doesn't accomplish any tzedek at all. He's not in violation of tzedek. Afal pisham ala Rishon v'holach loy. Rishon chayev haSheni poter. The Rishon that did the tzedek is chayev. Oh, that's an added chiddush. What if a person sits down on La Pesach on Shabbos and he accomplishes tzedek, and then someone comes by and they tell me, just did a melacha, so he feels bad, so he walks away. Don't do the tzedek. So it doesn't undo the malacha. If they tell a person, you turn on the light, they tell him, you're not allowed to turn on the lights on Shabbos. He goes and he turns off the light. So that's not a way to undo the malacha. If you turn off the light, you just did a second malacha. He did mechabe and mavir, two different malachas. So here also the Mishnah says, even though the first Yoshev HaRishon ala Pesach Mileun, he did the Tzedah, and then the Omer HaRishon, he walks away. So he says, it's still chayv. HaRishon chayv. There's no such thing as undoing the result of the Tzedah. Once he did Tzedah for 2 minutes, so chayv mishum tzot, even though he undoes it, it's still chayv. But HaSheni Potur, and the second one is not chayv. So this is a question, why is the Sheni not chayv? Why is the Sheni not chayv? So one could say, because the definition of Tzedah is to take a free animal, a wild animal, and to make it into a nitzo. But once the Rishon was ready, Yoshev ala Pesach umilehu, the animal is already nitzod. So the Sheni, who continues to sit there after the Rishon walks away, and now by his sitting, he's accomplishing the Tzedah. What do you mean he's accomplishing? He's not taking a free animal and making it into a nitzod. He's maintaining the status quo of nitzod. So it could be that that's why there's no malacha, because by definition that's not called Seder. Seder means you have a loose animal, a free loose animal, and you cause it to become a Nitzah. Or one could learn a different shot. There may be Le'olam that is defined as Seder. To maintain, if you have a wild animal and somebody made it into a Nitzod, and I see that that person walks away and I sit down Bimkomo, so it could be that that's also an act of Seder. But here, at the time that the Sheni sat down, he didn't accomplish any Tzedah. He sat down when the Rishon was still Yoshev ala Pesach umilehu. So Bishas, when the Sheni sat down, he wasn't doing the Malacha. And now that he's doing the Malacha, now it's B'shedi al Tasa. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means to tell us. That's a normal violation of Malacha Shabbos, B'shedi al Tasa. That's the question. So we assume that that is correct. That premise is correct. You can never be in violation of a malacha deraisa b'shei v'altasa. We assume the huad denami a malacha derabbanan can never be violated b'shei v'altasa. We just had a discussion regarding gzeris. Sometimes gzeris can be violated b'shei v'altasa, sometimes not, depending on the formulation of the gzer, depending on the nature of the gzer derabbanan. That was Rabbi Kibega's truth. If you make a mechira, and if someone sells something on Erev Shabbos and he says he wants the kinyan to take effect on Shabbos. So selling is a violation of a gzeira shema yichtov. It's not a malacha. It's not a malacha deraisa. It's not even a malacha derabbanan. It's a gzeira shema yichtov. So that's where Rabbi Kibega discusses. He assumes that gzeiras can be violated the shevi al tasa depending on the way the tanoim formulated the prohibition of the gzeira. So that's a shaila. How do they formulate the gzeira of Mecha Chanemka? That's his discussion. But so this premise is correct that you can have to be in violation of a malacha b'shevi al tasa. Is this called shevi al tasa? Maybe this is called kum v'yaseh. The fact that he still continues to sit on the door. I'm sitting on the door. That's shevi al tasa. Literally, that's shevi al tasa. He just sits there. That's called shevi al tasa. Or is that called kum v'yaseh? He has a braver to walk away, and he doesn't walk away. I don't know. I remember when we learned this Mishnah, I think Rabbi Soloveitchik said that the Chiddush is Yosha Rishon ala Pesach umilehu bo Hasheni v'Yosha b'tzido. The Sheni sat down knowing in advance that the Rishon doesn't plan to stay there forever. So the Sheni sat down knowing that he's going to be taking the place of the Rishon. So he said, from this Mishnah you see two Yisoides in Hilchos Shabbos. One Yisoid that there's no violation of Malacha Shabbos b'Shevi al Tasa. Because when the Rishon walks away, that's when the Sheni is accomplishing the Tzedah. So he thought that's what the Mishnah is saying. And Klal number two, there's no Malacha Lachazman. Even though when he sat down in the first place, he knew that in another 15 minutes the Rishon is going to walk away, and his sitting down will maintain the status quo of Nitzot V'yoymed on the animal. So there's no Malacha Shabbos Lachazman. Since B'Shas Maisim, when he sits down, that's when he does the Kum Yaseh, he's not accomplishing Tzedah. And later on, when he is accomplishing Tzedah, he's fully b'shei b'altas. He thought that you see they're both clothing from the Mishnah. Yeah?
It's only the same Isa that the first guy and second guy are doing. So the second guy b'shei b'altas, but only the first guy also b'shei
b'altas. No, the first one sat down when there was... The first one sat down when knowing that there's an animal that's becoming nitzot. But the second one sat down at a time that his sitting down didn't cause anything, didn't cause any change. Then the Shad is when the first one walks away and the second one remains seated. So then the Mishnah says that the second one is not in violation of Tzedah. So that's a Shad. Is that because the normal Lecha Shabbos B'Shevi Al-Tasa and sitting is called Shevi Al-Tasa? Or maybe it's not necessarily correct. Maybe this should be considered Kumbi Asay. Maybe this is not considered Shevi Al-Tasan. And maybe the reason why it's not a Melech HaSeda is because by definition, Seda means if there was a wild animal and I accomplished to change its status from a free, loose animal to a trapped animal. But over here it was already Nitzot V'Yoma, I just maintained the status quo. That the animal that was Nitzot from before remains Nitzot. So maybe by definition that's not a Seda, even if you do it Bikumbi HaSeda.
In the Pirsha Ramam, it says that Beisil is Mod Beishamai if it's Nischa Lacher, the Melach starts Lacher Shabbos.
Yeah.
That's only by Dinim Dera, that's only by Yisr Derabanan, but with the Raisa, you'd never have a Melacha Lacher Zman?
Yeah, that's Mid Derabanan. I mean, he does something on Erev Shabbos that will cause a Melacha to occur on Shabbos.
Only would say that by Derabanan.
That is a din mid the Rabbanon. What do you mean? Not by the Rabbanon. That din itself is only mid the Rabbanon. Yeah.
Meaning you never have a malacha.
It's not never considered a malacha deraisa, right? Never considered a malacha deraisa. He did something on Erev Shabbos which caused the malacha to begin in the middle of Shabbos. So that's not deraisa. Yeah. When the first one sits.
When the first one sits, you understand that the second one is going to come. It's like synchronized. In 2 seconds later, X sits, you sense it wise.
But the Mishnah is describing a case when the first one sits, he accomplishes the whole Seder all by himself, except he doesn't plan to sit there forever. But Seder for 10 minutes is also Seder. I mean, why not say it's not Shal Kayoma? If a fellow sits there by the door, by the entrance to the door, and that's all he plans in the first place to sit there only for 10-15 minutes, that is going to walk away. So maybe that should be say the Shem Shal Kayama. If you hold that, you need Shal Kayama. I don't know. Yeah. Why do people trap animals? So sometimes they make copepod experiments, whatever. So they trap them forever. Sometimes you trap an animal in order to shecht it, and goodbye, that's it. You kill it. You kill the animal. So that you only need Seder for 2 minutes? Enough time to shoot the animal, to shecht the animal. You don't need so long. I don't know. Here the case is the animal is still alive. It's not dead. So if the first one makes Seder only for 10 minutes and he walks away, so the Mishnah says he's chayiv. That's called Seder. So you it's that question, why shouldn't it be Seder Shena Shal Kayama? I don't know. That's the question. What's the degree of Shal Kayama that you need for the Seder? So the Mishnah says about the Sheni, again, Yosha Rishon La Pesel, Humile, Ubo Hashem of Yosha, Betzido, Ach Pisham of the Rishon, Vahalach Loi, Rishon Chai, Vashani, Potur. The second one is Potter. So this is a question whether Potter means Potter or Mutter, or Potter means Potter or Avalos. Usually the expression Potter means Potter or Avalos, and the Rabbana. See, the Gemara has a Machloik is Hamaroim. Then the Mishnah concludes, Olamaza Daime, the Gemara is Peshit from the last line of the Mishnah. Olamaza Daime, what case can you compare this to the following case? Lenoir is based on the Shomroi, the Nimtzot Tzvi, Shomor B'Tocho. So the Gemara says, from the fact that the Mishnah gives that Mashal, Halamaza Deime, it sounds like the Sheni is Hetagomer. Hasheni Potter Mutter means, because this case, Lenoir is based on the Shomor, the Nimtzot Tzvi, Shomor B'Tocho, this Mamish Hetagomer? What do you mean Hetagomer? He didn't even realize that there was an animal getting trapped in his home. That's the Pashup Shad. Mamish Misase. So what do you mean? Mutter? I mean, he's not Chayv Chatos. It's not considered a Malacha Shabbos B'Shoegeg. You should say, Sof Kosof, he did an Aveira B'Shoegeg, he has to bring a Chatos. I say, no, that this is called Misasek, and Misasek is not considered a Mais Aveira at all. So that's the Pashup Shad. So the Gemara says, from the fact that the Mishnah gave that as a Mashal, for the Mazah Daim, as a Demion, so you see that Yoshev Hasheni Ala Pesach, etc., Hasheni Potter means Potter and Mutter. Hasheni Potter means Potter and Mutter. And this Mishnah we already discussed, I think more than once, the three-way Machlokes HaRishonim, how to read the Mishnah. So the Rashbo has a Chiddush Niflo based on a statement in the Talmud Yerushalmi that Noel is based on the Shomro, Menim Tzvishvi, Shomro B'Tocho is Mutter, Potter and Mutter, the Gemara says, not only in the case when it was mamish mesasek, totally not realizing at all that he's trapping an animal, trapping a wild animal, even if he knew in advance that by his locking the door, he wants to lock the door to protect his property, that the ganavim shouldn't come and steal everything. But he knows in advance that there is an animal getting caught and he's really interested in trapping the animal, but that's not his main interest. His main interest really is Noel's base of the Shomro. But as a secondary interest, he wants also to trap the animal. So the Rashba says, based on the Talmud Yerushalmi, that that's also mutter. So the Rani asked Akash, how can that be mutter? This mamish adova hamiskaven. He's locking the door, intending to trap the animal. So let a mamish be malachas seder deraisa. It should be an isa deraisa. How can the Rashba say that it's mutter? Absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. Why takatela the Rashba? So the Chor, you have to say pshat and the Rashba, that the whole deal in the Mishnah to begin with is a chiddush, that by locking the door, by closing the window, the pulla that I do on the door, the window, relates to the animal, and that's called a ma'isa tzeda. Even though I'm not really handling the animal at all, I'm doing a pulla to the door or to the window, which relates to the animal. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. No alechad b'fan of chag. The Mishnah, the previous Mishnah. Even though he didn't do the act of tzeda to the animal, he did it pull it to the door. So the Rishalmi understands Bamed Bamamurim if that's his sole interest. But if his main interest in closing the door and locking the window is Lishamroi, Lahabayis, he wants to protect the house, and this is a secondary interest. Means he wouldn't have, if the only issue involved would be to catch the animal, he wouldn't have closed the window. His main interest really is in protecting all of his property. But once he knows there's a deer there, he says, okay, so let me catch the deer also. So since it's only a secondary interest, so in such a case, I don't apply this chiddush, that the pulla that I do in the window relates to a different object and that accomplishes a melacha on the wild animal, so that's a melacha's tzeid on the animal. The Ran is not prepared to swallow this chiddush of the Rashba. So he thinks that he's wrong, and he thinks that he's wrong even if he wouldn't be interested at all in catching the animal. Loimed boy, the case of the Rashba, that it's only of a secondary interest. His main interest in closing the window, closing the doors, the shomer lahabayis, he wants to protect all of his property, and it is only a secondary interest to trap the deer. So the Ran says, even if he's not interested at all in trapping the deer, as long as he knows in advance that there is a deer in the house that's getting caught, that's also a psikreshes. A psikreshes is an isa deraisa. Psikreshes on Shabbos is an isa. He's not allowed to trap the deer. And then, in between the two extreme shitas, they run on the one extreme. He's very machma. He asks, is closing the door, if there's a psikreshes abtzedas ha tzvi, even though you're not interested in it. And they run, and the Rashba b'shem ha'irshami allows you to close the door, even if you have expressed interest in trapping the animal, since it's not your main interest, only a secondary interest. So in between the two is the Shilti Giborim. Shilti Giborim, one of the early Achranim, develops a compromise position. So he wants to say that if you're interested in trapping the deer, how can you accept the Rashba? That's Mamish Dabba Hamskabit. He doesn't go for this idea. Since it's a secondary interest and your pull is on this, pull is on the window, and the pull on the window relates to the deer, he doesn't go for that sort. But he says if it's only an issue of a psikresha, he's prepared to be mekel. That if you're not really interested at all in catching the deer, so why is he mekel? So one could have said because psikresha la nichale, because you're not really interested in trapping the deer. No, that's the orach holds like that. He doesn't agree with the orach. He seems to be assuming that psikresha la nichale is asa, like Sheet Sateses. He comes up with a different einfah. This is not called a psikresha. How in the world is it not called a psikresha? Of course it is. He's locking the door, knowing under these circumstances that locking the door traps the animal. So he says, no, the only time something is called a psikresha is if that's the way it always happens. Like you want to cut off the head of the chicken in order to make a toy for your baby. Your baby likes to play with little toys. So you want to cut off the head of a live chicken. The head of a live chicken, when it's cut off, always causes netilas neshama. So that's called a psikresha, or anything similar to that. But over here, on the normal circumstances, if you don't have any wild animal in the house, closing the door would not constitute a psikresha of tzedos, even though now, today, it happens that there is a wild animal, that's not called a psikresha. So it's very difficult. So why don't you say the same thing by cutting off the head of the chicken? If the chicken would not be alive, and cutting off the head would not be a would not constitute a psikration until the neshama. The only reason why it's a psikration is because the chicken happens to be alive. There are live chickens and dead chickens. Not all the dead chickens are decapitated. Some of them die from old age. So if you have a chicken that was electrocuted or whatever, you have a chicken that's dead, but the head is not separated, and then you cut off the head. So that's a psikration. Without being a psikration, the animal is dead. It's not a psikration at all. So why don't you say that since if you would have cut off the head of the chicken when it would be dead, it wouldn't be a psikration of malacha. So even though the chicken happens to be alive, it's also not called a psikration. You don't say like that. You say under these circumstances, it is a psikration. It's a difficult compromise with the Shilta Yibam. So that's why there's a group of achrayim who say that they are masking to the final psak of the Shilta Yibam, v'lab mitaynei. They don't go along with his reasoning. His reasoning is very daifik. If it would have been a little different, then it wouldn't have been a psikratia. But it's not different. Under the present circumstances, it is a psikratia. Questionable the hesbah that he gives. So that's why the other achanim say, halacha l'maisa, like the Shulda Giborim, but for a different reason. What was their reason? So they said, perhaps we should accept this svara of the Rashba l'chatzoyim. What was the svara of the Rashba? It was Bemis. The previous Mishnah told the Achirish, Tzlisha nichnas labayis v'no alecha b'fon of chayiv, that handling the window, handling the door, affects a malacha on the deer, and yachayim shim tzeid on the deer. You didn't even handle a deer. Malacha is accomplished on the deer. So the answer is, well, that's the Achirish in the Mishnah. If I close the window, adaita, to trap the deer, so my pu'ula on the window relates to the deer. That's only if I'm interested. But if it's a segregation, delay nichalei, I'm not interested. It's not judged as the general psikration la nichle, that's a machlekes taisis niyarach, whether it's osam the rabbanon or mutal the gamri. No, over here the vart is that it's not the pula that I did to the window doesn't relate to the deer because I'm not interested in having it relate to the deer. Pula on one object relates to another object only if you're interested. If you're not interested, then it doesn't relate at all. And that was the svara that some of the rabbanim suggested with respect to, we spoke about, they're walking in front of the cameras and they're going to, when you walk, and they're going to video, they're going to pick up on video your face. So that's a problem of ksiva. If a person looks in a mirror, it's not a problem of ksiva, that's just a reflection. But if you stand in front of it, if I stand in front of a video camera on purpose, intentionally, in order that my face should appear, so that is a problem of ksiva. It's not going to be, it's not a reflection. That is ksiva. That's not probably not ksiva shal kayama. Probably only ksav sheina shal kayama. So mistama, the worst it can be is only the rabbanon to begin with. Mistama.
Makes a film. Huh? It makes an image that stands.
It makes an image. Yeah. That could be. That could be. That is shal kayama. That could be. So that's the shaila. I walk over here, and the malacha occurs over there, on the film or on the video screen. So does my pool of walking over here constitute a malacha over there? See, if that's what I'm interested in, I walk over here because I want my face to appear on the TV screen. So that's what the Mishnah said. If you lock the window, adaita said, trap the animal, so the pool on one thing relates to the other thing if that's what you want. But if you're not really interested, you don't really care about the whole thing. So the Ran says that it's us. The Ran says that it's still a psikresha. Even though they're two different, I'm doing the pool over here, malacha occurs over there. And the group of Achreinim, Yeshua Syankif and Avnei Nez and a few others, suggested that maybe we should adopt this middle position. They suggested Halacha L'maisa. Maybe we should pass on Halacha like the Shulta Giborim v'lav mitaymei. Not because of his explanation, Shver Avot, but the Shulta Giborim said that it's not called a psikration. It should always depend on each case, whether in this case it's a psikration or not. Why does it help that if there wouldn't have been a deer in the house at the time, then locking the door would not have constituted a psikresha of catching the deer. So even though there is a deer, it's not. Why? But right now it is a psikresha. It's a shverevon. A few other achronim paskin like this middle shita, right? She was yankiv and not Avdei Nezer. They write halacha l'maisa. They want to. They think we should adopt the middle position.
If you're walking up in a place where light goes on, because
the light goes on, and I couldn't care less. I don't really care at all.
Right.
Right. So the Ran says that it's also. So lichatchila mistama, we should be chashish for the Ran. But if he really gets stuck, so the shaila is, how mechuyev are you to avoid causing the light to go on and having your face televised and so on. So the Pashtas, the Zacharim say that Mikra Din is really mutter. They really hold like the middle sheet. But a pu'ula on one thing doesn't relate to the other thing, to label that accomplishment as a malacha, unless you're really interested in having that happen. If you're not interested, it's more kal than psikreishul anichala. Even the Taisus usually prohibits psikreishul anichala. That's only because he's handling the chicken. He's doing a pu'ula to the chicken, and the chicken is killing the chicken. So that's called psikreishul. But if it does a pu'ula on one thing, and it causes psikreishul on another thing, so these achrenim came up with this ein father. That should not constitute a psikreishul.
If you learn that him discovering the spot because it's like two mice, psikreishul makes it into one mice.
Right.
You have a potential to do it in a way that it's not necessarily going to happen. It could be a start of psikreishul.
Yeah, okay.
That's probably what he means.
Right. Right, we understand the Shilta Gibbon, yeah, yeah, but it's still strange. It's still difficult, right?
Doris Safsal is not the same thing.
What?
Doris Safsal.
Doris Safsal, no.
It's not the same thing. It's not you're doing pull on the Safsal and making.
There's mamish physical contact. He's holding the Safsal. Safsal's mamish touching over here, like a person is gonna turn the switch. That the guy's going to scratch his back on the wall, and he knows if he scratches his back, or he's going to lean on the wall. He knows if he leans his back on the wall, the lights are going to go on, and the lights are going to go off. So you don't say that that's, he's doing a pool on the wall, and the malacha occurs on the lights. No. There's a wire that's connected between the lights and the switch, so the pool on the switch is directly, not indirectly. It's mamish a pool on the wire that goes to the lights. He is handling the lights. But over here, there's no physical contact between the door or the window that he closes and the deer that gets trapped. The same over here. What do you have? You have a beam that's passing across the street, and I cross through and I break the beam. So it's a beam of light or an X-ray beam or something. So the question is that called physical contact? One could argue the point and say that it's not called physical contact. One could argue and say that it's the same as in the Mishnah, that there's no physical contact at all. Yeah. What does the Gemara say? Vayta, Omer Rav, Nichnusa lo tzipa tachas kenof. A person is sitting on Shabbos with his kapata, and a bird flies into his kapata. If he just sits the way he is, the bird will remain trapped. But he can easily open up his jacket, and the bird will run away. Is he mechuyev to open the jacket? The Gemara is not mechuyev to. He didn't trap the bird. He didn't do the pool of tzeda. Even if he did, he's not mechuyev to. He doesn't accomplish anything by letting the bird free. There's no way to undo the malacha. But he's not talking about a case where I trapped the bird. It was nichnas alotzi patachas kenafav. The bird flew in on its own. So he says he's permitted to continue and sit there in that position. Yoshev mishamat shetech shach. That doesn't constitute a malacha. Then the Gemara says that's exactly the same as the Mishnah. Yoshev asheni umilehu v'holach lo harishon. The sheni remains there. So the Mishnah says, "Asheni potter," sounds like potter avalasa. So Gemara says, "No." The Mishnah means to say potter amud. This is one of the three cases where we don't say potter avalasa. That's the maskan.
Well, shouldn't it be that he would have to open it because we're not allowed to have hana'ah from anything that we did on the malachah on Shabbat? So shouldn't it be if you did trap the bird that you should have to let it go?
If he did it on purpose. I'm a vashal the Shabbos, you're not allowed to get hanoah from the result. So if he trapped it on purpose, let's say, so he's never allowed to use that bird. Okay. But he wouldn't have to set it free on Shabbos. He could set it free after Shabbos is over. It doesn't really change anything in the malacha. You're right. If he trapped the bird on Shabbos, b'shogeg b'mezid, there's going to be a penalty. I have a mavashal the Shabbos, whether b'shogeg or b'mezid, whatever the penalty will be. Whatever the penalty will be, that's probably correct, yeah. But he doesn't have to set it free on Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, there are three cases in the Mishnah where it says Pater, and normally when it says Pater means Pater Amuter, here it means, normally when it says Pater means Pater Abalasis, it means Osam Derabbanon, there are three cases where it's Pater Amuter. What are the three? Chodaho, one of them is this Mishnah. Another is Beis of the Shamanitz, the Shishama Betocho, Yashua Sheni, Allah Pesach, and Milei, and so on. That's Pater Amuter. The Edoch, the second case is the Mishnah in Adias. Hamafis Moshe B'Shabbos, Lo'ot Men Alecha Pater. And it doesn't mean Pater Avalos, it means Pater Amuter. How do you know it's Pater Amuter? My Pater Amuter. this nan machat shal yad little bo is a coat. What's the tzushta? What's the hashavah? How do you see from what's the issue of machat shal yad? A machat is a klisha malachta li yisr. A needle is usually used for stitching. So tfir is a malacha on Shabbos and Yontif. So a klisha malachta li yisr is like a pen or pencil. It's not mukta, but it's a tzareh stiltul kelim. You're not allowed to handle it. Unless the tzareh gufa le tzareh mekam. So what could be an example of using a needle the tzareh mekam? It's in the way. I wanna learn here. I'm afraid I'm gonna hurt myself on the needle. So I wanna take away the needle. Tzarach mekam. What's an example of tzarach gufay? He wants to use a needle in order to remove a splinter from someone's body. So the Gemara raises an issue to remove a splinter from someone's body may or may not cause bleeding. That's a dovah shein miskala. So what's the story? If it doesn't cause bleeding, no shaila. If it does cause bleeding, that's a malacha of chabura, chayvel, whatever malacha chayvel is. According to the Rambam, it's told it a dosh, and according to Tosfos, it's in Tibbas and Shama. According to the strange Rashi, it's Chai Mishum Tzaveya. So, what's the din of Dov Shein Miskam? So, Dov Shein Miskam, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. So, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Asur, Reb Shimon holds Mutter. Reb Shimon holds Hetagoma, Dov Shein Miskam is Hetagoma. Rabbi Yehuda holds Dov Shein Miskam is Asur, usually holds its usual, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, Dov Shein Miskam is Asur and HaTorah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know? We saw it in the sugya on Kuflam and Gimel. When we Tosfos quoted the Gemara Kuflam and Gimel, why do you need a pasuk to say that you're allowed to perform the bris milah whether bismana or shlo bismana? You're permitted to perform the bris milah even though you know that you're cutting off baharis. So the Gemara asks, and by cutting off the baharis, you're in violation of the iser of hisham lecha b'nega ataras. A chaytech baharis is like it. He's in violation of the iser. So Gemara asked the Kasha, if you all like Reb Shimon, that Dov Shenim is Kaven is Mutter. So why do we permit the father to cut off the Baharis? And the father is certainly interested in cutting off the Baharis. Why don't we insist on having a different moil? Do perform the Bris Milah. And the other moel wouldn't be interested at all in cutting off the baharis. As far as the other moel is concerned, it will be a dov shein miskaven with bimut. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha delek acher. It's impossible to get another moel. It's midla b'shmini, there is no other moel. So you have no choice. So the father is going to do the bris milah, and the father is certainly interested in removing the baharis. Ba'im b'miskaven lachtach baharis b'no. The father is certainly interested in removing the baharis. So the Gemara says, even Reb Shimon would agree that there's an Issa over here because it's Dov HaMiskaven. But if you would have held like Reb Yehuda that Dov Shein HaMiskaven is also, so then the Gemara assumes that it'll be an Issa Deraisa. So it won't make a difference whether the father is Chaytuch the Baharis, and he says explicitly, that's my interest, I want to be Chaytuch the Baharis, it's my child, I don't want him to retain this Baharis. Or an Acher, a different Moel will be Chaytuch Baharis, who doesn't care less, doesn't care one way or the other. The Gemara assumes that a contributor will be an Issa Deraisa. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that it's muta for the father, for someone else to do it. It's the same level of an Issa. So the Gemara is explicit here on Kufla Megimel that Dovashen Miskaven, the Rabbuta is us, and means that it's an Issa Deraisa. What about Dovashen Miskaven on Shabbos, I'll leave it Rabbuta? Go around and meet the Kitsu Bisapso, is a Machlek Zabbuta Rabshim. So contributor, it's us. Is that an Issa Deraisa? Is that an Issa Derabana? So that was the famous gigantic Tosfos on Mem. Where was it? Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the big fat Tosfos, and Tosfos always refers you to the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Lamed Hey, where they had the Gilaf Amud Aleph Amud Beis, where they have the Girs in the Gemara. Rashi had a different Girs, but Tosfos had the Girs in the Gemara that says that Dov Shein Miskaven Alib Reb Yehuda on Shabbos is only an Issa Derabbanan. In Kol HaTorah Kulo Reb Yehuda holds Dov Shein Miskaven is an Issa Deraisa, but on Shabbos Dov Shein is Moed, Dov Shein Miskaven is Mutam and HaTorah, it's only an Issa Derabbanan. So Nachamot, so here the Mishnah says Hamachat Shal Yad is a klisha malachta liyisa. So you're not allowed to handle it unless l'tzarach gufa l'tzarach mekoyma. Echama l'tzel, you're not allowed to handle it. But you're permitted to handle the machat shayat, a little needle, for the purpose of little bo, es akos. That's called l'tzarach gufa. Tiltal klisha malachta liyisa, l'tzarach gufa is mutter. Drag the Gemara in Sanhedrin on this, and the Gemara here implicitly is asking it as well. How can that be mutter? But it may or may not cause bleeding. And so the fifsak halacha was safe. We pass like Reb Shimon. It may or may not cause bleeding. So Dov Shein Miskaven and Mutter is no problem. But the whole shot is, but if you all like Reb Yehuda, the Dov Shein Miskaven is usher. So how are you permitted to use a machas shel yad? Sounds from the Mishnah. Everybody's masking to that. Machas shel yad, the little bus, hakotz afila libe Reb Yudah is also mutar. How can that be? So the answer is because even Reb Yudah who asks davashen miskaben on Shabbos only asks midirabon. And kol terkul he asks davashen miskaben on Tur. That's the Gemara kuflam gimel amanal. But on Shabbos the Gemara in Yuma daf lamadalan on the base the way Tosfos had the gears in the Gemara. Gemara says Reb Yudah's opinion by Shabbos that davashen miskaben is aser. Is only an Isser de Rabbanon. It's not an Isser de Reis. So, B'mokum Tzaira, Lo Gozer Bei Rabbanon. So, that's what the Gemara means by the Tzush. That's what the Tesis writes on the top. Emery, the Gemara made it, the top Tesis on Kuv Zayinim. The Gemara is making a Tzush though. Just like Machat Shal Yad Lito Boaz HaKotz is permissible, even though it's a Dovah Shein Miskaven. And Rabbi Yudah holds Dovah Shein Miskaven is normally Osur. The answer is it's only Osur de Rabbanon. So b'makom tzayrala gozabei rabbanon, he has pain from this splinter in his finger or in his body, and he wants to remove it. So b'makom tzayrala gozabei rabbanon. So hu adinami by mafis murso is also makom tzayra. If his intention only is lahotzi mimena lecho, he's not really interested lasos lape. He's only interested lahotzi mimena lecho. So what's over there? That's not a dov shein of his kavin. That's a malocha shein tzvicha legufa. He's doing a Pesach, he's making a Pesach which is Roy Lahachnis Lahotzi, but he personally is not interested in Lahachnis Lahotzi. He's only interested in Lahotzi HaMuglo, Lahotzi HaLecho. He wants to squeeze the pus pimple to get the pus out so it won't hurt him anymore. So if he makes Lasas Lapeh, if his intention is Lasas Lapeh, Kederach Shah Roifim Oisim, Rashi and the Rambam quote from the Tosefta 80s, Kederach Shah Roifim Oisim. Why did the Reifim make it in such a way? Because Lahachnis Lahotzi. They want to get the pus out, they want air to go in, or they want to be able to put in medication. So the medication is not going to help. If you put it on the top of the pus pimple, it's not going to help. You have to crack up, you have to make a hole, and the hole has to be open when you put the medication on. So that Pesach was Lahotzi Lecho and Lahachnis Refuah, Lahachnis the medication, or Lahachnis Avir, whatever. So if he does it, Kederach Shaharofi Mosim, Im lasus la pekadach sharaf mas mechay, because that's a malacha tzvicha legufa. Im lahotzi mimen alecho, also he's making a pesach which is theoretically royal lahachnis lahotzi, but he's not interested in the lahachnis. He's only interested in the one half of lahotzi. That's called a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. He made a full fledged pesach which is royal lahachnis lahotzi, but he's only interested in half of the usage, namely the lahotzi de lecho, the muglo, the pas he wants to get at. He's not interested in lahachnis. So the Gemara considers that an ein tzvicha legufa. Ein Tzvicha LeGufa, according to Reb Shimon, is only the Rabbanon. So just like Reb Yudah holds Dov Sheinim Miskaven is the Rabbanon. So B'makom Tzara LeGozer B'Rabbanon. So to over here, Ein Tzvicha LeGufa is only the Rabbanon. So B'makom Tzara LeGozer B'Rabbanon. That's what Tosfos explains the Pshat in the Gemara's Hashvor. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, Hamafis Mursa B'Shabbos LeHotzim Men Alecha Potter, and Potter means Potter or Mutter, as it appears in the other Mishnah. What does the other Mishnah got to do with this? This is a topic of Ein Tzvicha LeGufa. That's the topic of Dov Sheinim Miskaven. So they says that's the Hashvor. Dov Sheinim Miskaven, the Reb Yudah on Shabbos only also in the Rabbanon. So the Makom Tzara LeGozer B'Rabbanon. So what did Ambi over here? Ain't Tzvicha LeGufa, the Reb Shimon is only also in the Rabbanon. Kevin, the Reb Yudah, the also be on Dov Sheinim Miskaven, afila in a psik reshe. Shari, hocha, mishum Tzara LeGufa. Why? Because Dov Sheinim Miskaven is only also in the Rabbanon on Shabbos. So who had the Nami Tosfos says Reb Shimon Nam Mafes Musa it ain't Tzvicha LeGufa. Shoy lachatchila ma'itanu makom tzara l'goz berabon. That's the Gemara's Hashvor. That's what Tosfos writes Poshim Shan. And what's the third case? So it comes out that Mishnah Mafes Musa lahotz mimena lecha poter amuter. That's only if you hold like Reb Shimon. That ain't Tzvicha LeGufa. Is only the Rabbanon. If you hold like Reb Yudah, that's what the Gemara says on Amvase. Hamafis Mursa, Mantana Mafis Mursa, Reb Shimoni. That's 15 lines from the bottom of Kuv Zayin Amvase. That the Mishnah in Adias regarding Mafis Mursa, that it's sometimes Mutter, Lotz Men Alecha is Mutter, that's only Alibi the Reb Shimon. That ain't Tzvicha LeGufa is only the Rabbanon. So Mamakum Tzar Legaz Rabbanon. But if you would have held like Reb Yudah, that ain't Tzvicha LeGufa is Deraisa, then it wouldn't be Shaykh to be Mater Lachatchila Mamakum Tzar, if Sanisa Deraisa. That's the Kasha on the Rambam. That's the Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Reb Yudah that ain't Tzvicha LeGufa is an Isa Deraisa, and then he goes ahead and he paskins like this Gemara that Mafis Mursa is Mutter Lachatchila, but Mafis Mutzara Legaz Rabbanon. So that's Astira in the Gemara. That was the Bahag's Kasha on Gimel Amud Aleph. We went through it a few times. Bahagin Tosis Gimel Amud Aleph Atzod Nochash. Tosis quotes Hiksha Bahag the Shmuel Ad Shmuel. What we asked Hastir and the Rambam is the Bahag's Kasha Hastir and Shmuel. The Shmuel Paskins like Reb Yude, the Dovish Enemies that Psik again. Shmuel Paskins like Reb Yude against Reb Shimon. That ain't Tzvichel Gufas and Issa Daraisa. And nonetheless, Shmuel Paskins like the Mishnah that Mafis Mursa is Mutar if it's Lohosim Imen Alecha. And the Gemara says on Kuv Zayinam and Beis that that Psak, the Mafis Mursa is Mutar because the Makum Tzal Gaz Rabbanon, is based on the premise that you hold like Reb Shimon, that the Ain Tzvichel Guf is only the Rabbanon. So that's the difficulty, and the Rambam just reflects the Bahag's difficulty in Shmuel. Hiksha Bahag the Shmuel or the Shmuel, the Ochas of Shmuel Lachish and Tzvich Lagufa is only the Rabbanon, like Rab Shim, Makam Tzala goes Rabbanon. Then on Daf Mem Beis in Perikira, Shmuel holds regarding Ain Tzvich Lagufa, he holds like Rab Yudah, so it's Astira. So we said the standard teretz, a few Achrenim say the teretz on the Rambam. Apparently the Rambam thought that that's the teretz on Shmuel as well, that we should distinguish between Obis and Toldos. Minchas Chinuch has 10 kashas on Rambams. Rabbi Tzol Panovich just said that that's the teretz on all the Shver Rambams. And the Kebis HaMishnah writer, that's the teretz on all the Shver Rambams. That when does the Rambam pass like Rabbi Yudah, that Ein Tzvich HaLegufa constitutes a Malacha Daraisa, that's only by Obis. And by Toldos, the Rambam would agree. The Ein Tzvich HaLegufa is only the Rabbanon. So this din, Amafis Mursa Lahot Lasis LaPeh. Amafis Mursa Noda Lasis LaPeh is a Malacha Daraisa. What? That's the Av Malacha of Osa Pesach. Which Malacha is Osa Pesach? So Rashi writes two pshat. Either Osa Pesach is Bona, or it's Makabat Patish, one or the other. That's the Rashi here, Chayiv. Seven lines from the top, 6 lines from the top of Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. Im lasis lapeh chayiv kederach harov, either mishum or mishum misakin kli, or mishum bone. He's not sure. But oisa pesach is a malacha deraisa. If you're interested in the pesach lahachnas alohotzi, shal is which malacha deraisa is it? Is it bone? Is it makabah patish? The Rashi writes the two pshatim here. Yeah. So let's say the Rambam shita. The Rambam holds that the oisa pesach by the Mafis Mursa is a Malacha Deraisa. Fine. He does the Gedech Sharof Mosin. That's going to be the Av Malacha of Bone. That's going to be the Av Malacha Makaba Patish. Far-fetched. Mistame, it's a Tolder. Some kind of a Tolder or another. A Bone or Makaba Patish, one or the other. So once you knock it down to the level of a Tolder, so then Achrayim say, the Rambam seems to hold in a few different places. 10-15 places. That ain't Tzvich HaLegufa by Tolda is only the Rabbanon. And an Avi holds ain't Tzvich HaLegufa is the Raisa. And a Tolda, the Rambam seems told that ain't Tzvich HaLegufa is at worst that the Rabbanon. I think Gemara says on Amud Beis that in Mishnah Mafis Musa goes like Reb Shimon. It doesn't mean Reb Shimon against Reb Yudah. It says what it means is even Reb Yudah will agree with Reb Shimon over here. Since it's a Tolda, so even Reb Yudah will agree that you need Tzvich HaLegufa. It's a little bit of Doichet, but that's apparently how the Rambam read the Gemara. So it has to do with the topic of Ein Tzvich HaLegufa, but it's not really identical. It's not that it's the same issue, and according to Reb Yudah, it'll be an Issa Deraisa. Yeah, so what was the third case? We have three cases where Shmuel says, even though normally Potter means Potter, Avalasim and the Rabbanon, but there are three Mishnayis where Potter means Potter and Mutter. One is Noel is based on the Shaman and Intzvasi Shaman Betocho, that's Het the Gomer, okay? The second case is the Mafis Musa Lehotzim Men Alecha. The Idach in the third case, the Gemara says, is a Mishnah Veid. Hatzal Nachash B'Shabbos, Shaloi Shachenu is Potter. Hatzal Nachash B'Shabbos, Shaloi Shachenu is Potter. What does it mean, Potter? The Gemara says it means Potter Amuter. Why? Because since it's Ein Tzvich HaLegufa, it's only the Rabbanon, according to Reb Shimon. So Mamakam Tarla goes Barabana. Yeah, what's the Rambam gonna say over here? Rambam Pasna Zain Svika Lugufa is there. I said the Rambam quotes this din also. Muto Lotso Nochesh Bishabis Shaloi Shachenu. So why is that Muta? What are you gonna say? This is a tolda? Hatzad Nochesh is only a tolda. Why should it be a tolda? That's a problem. Only Tzedon Oris Elibi Adamim An Elim An Behemis and Chayas and Tchoshim Tachash. That's Tzeda Deraisa. And why is it only Tzeda Derabanan on a Nochash? I don't know. But that's what the Acharonim suggest in the Rambam, that the reason why the Rambam passed these two dinim, even though they seem to be based on Rab Shimon, he passed like Rab Yudah by Yen Tzvich HaLugufa, because these two cases are told us, and it told us even Rab Yudah agrees to Rab Shimon that you have to have Tzvich HaLugufa. How does the Gemara know that it's Taka Mutter? Sod Nochosh in Misasik Roshal Shechena Potter. It just says Potter. Who says that it means Potter or Mutter? The Gemara says, "Omimai de poter muta disnan." It says, "Kofen kaira laner b'shvil shal teches b'koyro." What is that Mishnah driving at? Rashi says, "Ashmina kli nital lahatzol davashen nital b'shabbos." That's a machlekes in Kira, in the third parak of Masechah Shabbos. Rabbi Yitzchok the Amora is of the opinion, "Ain kli nital el letzorach dover hanital." You're not allowed to handle anything for the purpose of protecting a muktzah item. Let's say a hen lays an egg on Shabbos, so a beit shenol de b'Shabbos is muktzah. So I'm afraid someone's going to trample all over this egg and crack it. It's going to be wasted. So I take a bucket and I invert the bucket and put it on top of the egg, so no one should step on top of it. So Rabbi Yitzchak gives all the opinion that you did something wrong. Enkli nita l'lotzarch dov ha'nipol. The Gemara says we don't pass from like that, Rabbi Yitzchak. Where is he? Enkli nita l'lotzarch dov ha'nipol. Gimel Amud Aleph. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, right in the middle of the daf, the last narrow line. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Kishem Shaynes and Kilo Tachas Hashanagos Kabbalit Al Kafin Kafin Al Lakim Shal Shal. And Kli Nital Tzav Davan. The first wide line on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Ain Kli Nital Tzav Davan." Rabbi Yitzchak is an Amora. So Rashi says over here that this Mishnah, the Mishnah. That's one of the kashas that the Gemara asks. Where's the Mishnah? Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Is the Mishnah? I think no. Kofin Kara Al Gabi Aner Bishvil Shalatechas Bekoira. He's afraid that the candle is burning and it's gonna the house, the beam of the house is gonna catch flame. So he put some kind of a lid on top of the candle that the flame shouldn't reach the beam of the house. Kofen kara agabi aner b'shul shal ateches b'kora. And the kara is not going to catch flame. The kara is not going to burn. So the Mishnah is telling you that we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Rabbi Yitzchak is going to have a hard time being miyashiv. The Gemara is going to ask him. Gemara asks a ton of kashas. And the Rabbi Yitzchak answers every kasha. He's not saying against the Mishnah, but the answers are so deichik, so the other Amoraim thought that it was too far-fetched, and they rejected his opinion. That's why Rashi writes that Pasha Pshat in this Mishnah from Kuf Chafal of Kofin Kaira Alaneh B'shul Shalatechaz B'koro Balatzel Shalakotin Balho Akrov Shalot Tishoich. He takes a bucket to cover over the dirty diaper of the baby. Now the dirty diaper of the baby is not muktzah, it's garbage. Eitz Malvon of Yafa is junk. He wants to make sure that people don't walk into the tzol. Or he puts a bucket on top of an akrov in order that it shouldn't bite someone. So Rashi explains on that Mishnah that this is really all in violation of Rabbi Yitzchak's din. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, ein kli nital, el letzorech dover hanital. What is he doing over here? This is called letzorech of whom? When he puts the kli on top of the ne'er, b'shvil shel ateches b'koira. So he doesn't want the korah to catch flame. It's a wooden bungalow. And his wife ben shlicht right near the wooden wall. He's afraid the wooden wall is going to catch flame. So he puts some kind of a metal kli, mafsik in between. He puts a blech in between, or he puts a glass or something in between. It's not going to catch flame, it's not going to get ruined. So he's metaltala kli, shemalachtala heter, letzorech dover she'ena nital. What's the dover she'ena nital? Not the flame. What's a dovashen in nital? The korah. No? The beam of the house. The beam of the house is muktzah. Because the beam of the house is not a kli. The only four things that are not muktzah are adam mekelem ochlem amashkim. The four things that are mekabel tumah. That's this daf. The Gemara in the first daf from Kol HaKelem. These four things. So The kli is a thing that's not attached to the floor, a thing that's not attached to the ground. A kli has to be a dov hamitaltel. If you have a korah, a beam that's attached to the structure, so let's say a door. Basically, a door is also muktzah. All the doors are muktzah. Because you can't carry the door from one room to the other. How do you ever open a door and close a door on Shabbos? The answer is, if you miyached muktzah for a specific ishtamshus, then you're allowed to use it for that ishtamshus. Let's say you have ofor. Ofor is eitz ma'bonavi ofor. Ofor is the original muktzah. So let's say I designate ofor on yontif, on erev yontif, for the specific purpose of performing kisui hadam. Or there's a bris on Shabbos. So the meaning is that the moel is matvin the orla ba'ofor. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, based on a Zohar. Mechabekotzen from the Zohar. That your meaning is lahatmin ha'orlo be'offer. So, offer is the chmuktzan Shabbos. How can he handle the offer? So, send Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tshuvas Hagadim, he should be mazmin the offer in advance. How does that help? The offer remains offer. It doesn't become a kli. The answer is it remains offer with a help, with a heter tiltul for that specific purpose. If you mazmin the offer in advance that you want to use it on Shabbos for a shtamshe shal heter, so you have a heter to use it for that ishtamshus. So the same thing, the door of every building, really the door is attached to the ground. So the door is it's not a door that you can walk around with to handle. It's a door, just swing it open, swing it closed. So every door should really be muktzah. The answer is, but you're mazmin the door. Everybody knows in advance you plan to open and close the door. So since you are mazmin the doors in advance for the purpose of opening the doors, that's a heter ishtamshus, that's a tiltul muktzah for that purpose. But basically, all the beams of the building are muktzah because they're not kelim. So if a door will fall off of its hinges on Shabbos, then the Mishnah says it's going to be muktzah. The door is muktzah while it's attached also to the hinges. The only reason why you're allowed to open and close the door is because you're mazmin it for that hishtamshus. But if the door falls off, then the Mishnah says, and in the dimel, the dalsus habayis, dalsus habayis, dalsus hakelim that fall off are not muktzah. The dalsus habayis that fall off on Shabbos are muktzah. Why? Because Migdis Katzad, because the Tchilas HaShabbos, it was Muktzah. All the door is part of the building. It doesn't move around. So it's not a Kli. Anything that's not a Kli, it's attached to the ground. That's by definition. That's Muktzah. The Mogen Avraham, I think, says that a person has, let's say, a picture, a painting that hangs on the wall forever. Sometimes you have a picture and you always show, whenever guests come, you take it down, you show the guests, and you put it back up. You always take it down. So then it's like you amazmin it for Hishtamshus. Want to show off the pictures, but sometimes you have a picture. You have a picture of Mendel Gottesman in the library. It stays there, hangs there forever. It's full of dust and full of dirt. So if someone's going to decide on Shabbos to take it down, that's muktzah because it's not huzman for being mitaltal at all. Anything that's not adov hamitaltal is muktzah. So that's the first line in the Mishnah. Koifin kaira gab alaner bishvil shel techas bekoira. Rashi says we ashminon the kli nital. The tzarich dov shein and nital. What about the other two cases? Alatzoya val ho'akrov, alatzoya shalakotten. You're putting a bucket on top of the tzoya shalakotten for what purpose? Not to protect the tzoya. You want to protect the people that they shouldn't get dirty. So that's really that. That's not a problem against Rabbi Yitzchok. The first line in the Mishnah is a problem against Rabbi Yitzchok. There, mem gimel amud aleph. Rabbi Yitzchok says enkli nital. So the Gemara asks a slew of kashas from all over the place, from all over Mishnayis and Brises, and he defends his position. So when they ask the kasha from that Mishnah from Kuf Chaf Aleph, what exactly was the kasha? Here the top line, Amem Gimel Amud Aleph, Esrei, Kofin Karagabinev Shel Shlachas Bekoiru. That was the other Gemara. Let's see, after the quote of Yitzchok. When they asked all the same kashas. When they asked the kasha from the Mishnah Kuf Chaf Aleph against Rabbi Yitzchak, what was the kasha? The kasha is only from the first line. You're moving a kaira to protect the korah. And the korah, the beams of the building, are muktzah. But the second and the third din in the Mishnah are not difficult. You put a kaira on top of tzoa for what purpose? To protect me. I'm a dover hanitol b'shabbos, or you put a kaira gabi ho akrob shelo tishoch. You're not interested in protecting the akrob. No, you're interested in protecting the people. The shul shelo tishoch, the akrob shouldn't bite the people. Well, that line is not a kasha. That statement, the second and the third cases in that Mishnah Kuf Chaf Aleph, is were never kashas against Rav Yitzchak in the first place, no? The whole kasha only was when the first line in the Mishnah. That's where Rashi writes it. Bashmina de kli nitl, latzos davashen en nitl b'shabbos. So we don't pass like Rav Yitzchak. There's such a thesis in Stochem, yes, the kasha. The Gemara says if a person was b'di chametz, and leil b'dikas chametz, then in the middle of Pesach, he's mitzi chametz b'beisach, on Yontif. If he finds chametz b'beisach on Chalamoy, so the Gemara said, take the chametz and burn it. If it's yours, burn it. If it's not yours, give it to the guy who bought all the chametz. Fine. What if you find the chametz be yontif or be Shabbos? So the Gemara says, koifin ol b'sakli. You should take a pot and invert the pot and put it on top of the chametz. The Tosfos says, Akasha, doesn't that b'raisa contradict Rabbi Yitzchok Shita? He holds en kli nital, el l'tzorach dover hanital. Aren't you moving the kli? So we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchok. That's the answer. Tosfos asks the kasha like the Gemara Mem Gimel asks the whole series of kasha. So yes, what is Rabbi Yitzchak going to do with this brisa that says Hamaytzi Chametz b'toch beso b'yontif kof olav sakli kof olav sakli? Doesn't that brisa contradict Rabbi Yitzchak? So some of the Rishonim answer it doesn't contradict Rabbi Yitzchak. When you kof olav sakli, your intention is not to protect the chametz. What are you? You're worried that someone's going to eat the chametz. You want to protect the chametz? No, you want to protect the people from violating the issur of achilas chametz. So the people are dover hanita. The people are not mukta. The chametz is mukta. But the kli that kaif and all of hamotzi chametz b'toch beisa b'yontif kaif all of sakli is not for the purpose of serving as protection for the chametz. It's to protect the people from not violating the issur achilas chametz and issur koreis. So that's called letzorach dover hanita. That's not l'tzorach dover shenanita. So l'chor, the same thing is true over here. By the putting a kaira to cover over the tzoa, to cover over the akrov, that's not considered l'tzorach hatzoa, l'tzorach akrov, that's considered l'tzorach b'nei adam. The b'nei adam are a dover anita.
Can't it have some room here,
so the house will burn down? It is a have some room, the house is going to burn down. Is that caused to be makel though? I don't think Rabbi Yitzchak is prepared to be makel, even a hefsed merubah. I think according to him, you're not allowed to. Even though there is a hefsed merubah. I don't know, what's the din of tiltal muktzah memokim hefsed merubah stakam mutter? Sometimes. Tiltal muktzah memokim hefsed merubah. I think it says in Shulchan Aruch that we are makel. If there's a very big hefsed, then maybe the Mishnah means kofin as ha kaira al aner shalayachas bekor means b'mokam hefsed meruba. He's afraid the whole house is going to burn down. So why was it a kash against Rav Yitzchak? Why don't you just say he's afraid the whole house is going to burn down, a hefsed meruba? So b'mokam hefsed meruba we allow tiltal muktzah. I don't remember. We should talk to look up the din. What's talk of the din till from muktam mokam hefsed merubah? The whole house is going to burn down. I don't know. So, I'll call upon him. What did the Gemara quote that Mishnah from Kuf Chaf Aleph for? The Gemara quoted it because of the third case, the last line in the parak. V'al akrav shalai tishar. I'm putting a kli koifin kaira al akrav. Bishvil shalai tishach. I, but Rashi says it's good. Afagav the memele mitzed. Am I not causing? Forget about the issue of tiltul kalis. Tiltul kalis l'tzorach b'nei adam, not l'tzorach ha'akrov. But let it be a violation of tzedo. So the answer is no. It's a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa because he's not interested in the dead scorpion and the akrov. And the malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa in the Mishnah is assuming it's only an issa d'rabbanan, according to Rab Shimon. And memele, since it's only d'rabbanan, so b'makam tzayre l'gaz b'rabban. If you're afraid he's going to bite, so we're makel. That's the gist of the Gemara. These are the three cases.
What does it teach though for the case of our Mishnah?
Yeah, our Mishnah is butta for a different reason, not because we're makam tzala goes rabba. Because Shevi al Tasa, there's no malacha the Shevi al Tasa. By the Sheni. The Sheni is mutta because there's no violation of malacha Shabbos b'Shevi al Tasa. And the other case, Nural is Beso, the Shaman Rinsu Shishama Betocho, Pashapshat means that it's Mistasek, Pashapshat, according to the Ran. The man didn't even realize that there was a deer that was getting caught, so that's why it's Mutta. According to the Rashboa, his Pshat, according to the Shilti Gibarim, his Pshat, whatever Pshat, all the three Pshat, whatever Pshat you'll say. So the Mashal that the Mishnah gives, not the same as the Nimshal. In the case of the Nimshal is mutter for a different reason. In the case of the Marshal is mutter for a different reason. And mutter for two different reasons. So how does the Mishnah say Lamad de Daima? So it just says Lamad de Daima to say that just like this is Hete Gomor, Nurlis Basil Shaman and Svisi Shama Batoch is Hete Gomor. Why is it so why is that so pashut that it's Hete Gomor? So if you learn that it's Mesasik, of course it's a pashut that it's Hete Gomor. You all like the Rashba. That's a big chiddush that it's Hete Gomor. Even if you all like the Shilta Gemara, it's also semi-chiddush that it's Hete Gomor. But the Gemara somehow considered, the Mishnah considered that case, Nurl is based on the Shomrim, and it's Vashisham Vetocha, that's more pshita than the case of the Rishon with the Sheni. But they're not mutter for the same reason. Nurl is based on mutter for one reason. And the Sheni Sheyashav Ala Pesach is mutter for a different reason.
Unless you learn, like you said, that it's because there is no say that something's already captured from before.
I mean, by definition, it's not Seda. It's still problematic, no? It's still problematic. Because Noel is Beso, according to the. If you all like the Rashba, or you all like the Shilti Gibayrim, Noel is based on the Shomer of an Imtsu Vashi Shomer Betoch is telling you a fantastic Kiddush. So why is that more Pashad? You always go in Al-Kala Al-Kovin. And you give a Moshel, it says, the Moshel, everybody understands that it's Mutter. So even in the Nimshal also, everyone should agree to me that it's Mutter. Why is it, that's what Tosha says, why is it so much more Pashad than the Moshel than it is in the Nimshal? If you all like the Rashba, the Moshel is wild. Why should it be Mutter? The Rana disagrees. And the Shilti Gibayrim also, the Rana disagrees with both of them. According to the Ran, the reason why it's mutter in the last case in the Mishnah is because misasek. So what's the dimi to the other case? The other case not misasek. The other case no malacha b'shevi al tasek. Still not the same. Still, moshel with the nimshel are still shver. They're not the same. Okay, fine. This we covered many times already. The three cases that Shmuel says potter mutter and the bahag's kasha, the stira kasha, the Shmuel are the Shmuel. And that's the Rambam is also. The Rambam paskins like all the three cases, poter and mutter, despite the fact that the Rambam paskins that a melacha shein tzvicha legufas and isa deraisa. So he said, by mafis morsa we have this a halbitzar. By mafis morsa he can say it's a told it's not enough. And when does the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that a melacha shein tzvicha legufas constitutes an isa deraisa? That's by enough. But by mafis morsa is only a tolda. So there ain't tzvicha legufas, only an isa derabbanan. What are you going to say over here? Ala akrev shalai tishach. Atzad nachash shaloi shachenu. What's nachash? Tzedas nachash only a tolda. Why should tzedas nachash only be a tolda? That's a problem. I mean, the av of tzeda only applies to tachash, elim, or is elim yadam, or is tchoshim atashitim. The av malach of tzeda only applies to normal animals. And to nachash and to akrov, it's only a tolda. Why mehechatesa? Why should it be a tolda? That's a problematic. That's a problem. So that's what others say, based on the Rabbeinu Hananel on Daf Mem Beis. Rabbeinu Hananel must have had a girsa like that in the Gemara. He says that the reason why Tzad Nachash Shalei Shachenu is mutter, Aitz Mamish Tzeda Deraisa. If you all think Tzvicha Lagufa constitutes an Isa Deraisa, so he says since there's a Hashash Hezek Harabim. Not only the nachash may bite me, may bite. I'm not only concerned about myself. If I'm only worried about myself, then it's a plain melachah shein tzvicha legufa. Then you have the right to be so meikom. If you have melachah shein tzvicha legufa, it's an isa deraisa according to the Rambam, and it's not a tolda. L'chori should be enough. So he says a different shot. But I'm so the nachash shalosh shachenu. Not only am I worried about myself getting bitten, I'm worried about hezek harab. Many people may get injured. So whenever you have a case of hezek harabim, then we're matter melachah deraisa. Wow, that's a gora chiddush. Hezek harabim is considered the equivalent of pikuach nefesh. That's a very big chiddush. Most of the pasuk do not hold la halacha like that, but that's what the Rabbeinu Hananel writes. The b'makom chashash hezek harabim is mutter, and that's why it's tzeidus nachash v'kibik achel shamateches is mutter, because of the chashash of hezek harab. Shver avot. It could be that that's the Rambam shita. Hezek, he'll be hurt. He'll be harmed. No. Yeah. No. If he's afraid he'll get killed, then that's mamish tachis tachamas mefarshes, no shaila. But if he's only afraid that he'll get injured, then no heter. But if he's afraid that many people may get bitten by the same snake, hezek harabim has the same status as chodesh yesh b'sakana. We allow even malachas derais. That's a shaila. You're allowed to do, let's say, you're allowed to run an emergency ward on Shabbos where you're not afraid that anyone's going to get killed, just afraid that people are hurt. An emergency ward that only treats cholim shein b'hem sakana. Doesn't mean it's two emergency wards. A real chodesh yesh b'sakana, take to that ward. Chodesh yesh b'sakana, take to this ward. So you're allowed to run an emergency ward on Shabbos? You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos with such an emergency ward? Some person say, Mokam hezek harabim has a din like pikuach nefesh. That's Rabbeinu Hanan la membe. It's a big chiddush, a wild chiddush. To take out a splinter should be an issa refuah. I don't know. The Gemara says refuah is also if you apply something. If you apply a medication. What if you don't apply a medication? What if you rub, let's say a person has a bellyache and he rubs also refuah? The Gemara says that's also refuah, even though you're not really applying anything. But even if the thing that you apply is not a medication, let's say a hot water bottle, this is plain hot water. That's also, the Gemara says, that's also an issur refuah because you're applying something. Let's say if you rub the belly, you're not applying, but still you're doing a strange activity that's only done. So what's over here? He's taking out the splinter. That should be an issa refuah. I don't know. Is that called refuah? Is he really a choila? Maybe the issa refuah is only if the fellow's at least a choila. Maybe he's just mitztayer. You can't really call him a choila. It says in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara Daf Mem on the base, that Tzochei Hatinoik have the status of a Chodesh Emes HaKana. When you have a little baby, an infant, so you're permitted to violate whatever Issa Derabbanan is Mutta Mamakam Chodesh Emes HaKana. You're permitted, let's say, Amir Lenachri is Mutta Mamakam Chodesh Emes HaKana. That's the Gemara Kuf Chof Tes. The Mishnah Kuf Laman Amar Aleph starts Perek Rav Leza de Milo. So the Daf before Kuf Chof Tes is about the women giving birth. Yeah, Kuf Chof Ches on the base is about Amiyaledes, being Michal Shabbos, to take care of the delivery. Kuf Chof Tes is about Chodesh Emes HaKana. Kuf Laman is about the bris on the Shmini. So the Gemara says, whenever you have a Chodesh Emes HaKana, so we permit Amir Lenochri. Even though Amir Lenochri is usually an Issa de Rabbanan, Shavuos, so Mamakim Chodesh Lagos Berabbanan. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, based on the Gemara Daf Mem on the base, that if you have a little baby who's crying, he wants his bottle. And the only way to calm him down is to carry the bottle from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabma, the reverse. So Amir Lenochri is Mutam Mamakam Chodesh Emes HaKana. That Tzochi HaTinok are treated like a Chodesh Emes HaKana. The baby is not a Chodesh, the baby is healthy, there's no problem. But when you get to the Kulas, in emergency situations, you have a list of Kulas, Mamakam Chodesh Emes HaKana, so you make it for the Tzochi HaTinok. That's our Memam Adays. There, the definition of Chodesh doesn't have to be a person who's sick. It just means a person has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. But when they get to the Issa Refuah B'Shabbos, apparently Refuah B'Shabbos only also if the person is sick, if he's a Chayla. If he's not a Chayla, there is no Issa Refuah B'Shabbos. Is that correct? There is no Issa Refuah B'Shabbos if the person is healthy.
He comes
Kana Sevi, you're not allowed to violate an Issa of Malacha Deraisa. Malacha, you're not allowed to do. A Malacha Deraisa is only Mutta when there's Sakana Sachaim. When Sakana Sevi, you don't allow Malacha Deraisa, you allow Malacha Derabbana. But the issue involved is a Malacha. Here you're pointing out, let it be Asa Mitam Refuah. Let it be Asa Mitam Refuah. I think the Issa Refuah is only Asa if the person is a Chayla, then they made a Gzer Hashem Yishachek Samamanim. He may get carried away, and I'll do a malacha in order to heal the chayla. What if no one is sick? What if no one is sick? Huh? Vitamins, yeah. What about the Mogen Avraham claims that vitamins is a preventive medicine? What if a person takes a medicine to prevent himself from getting sick? Is that also or not? So he claims that the Machlok is the Rambam and the Tur. I don't know, somehow Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he thinks that even if you're machmer on preventive medicine, but vitamins is better. Vitamins, he gives a reason why he thinks it's better. And others think, no, that that's taka preventive medicine. That should be the category of preventive medicine. I mean, right now he's not a chayla, but it's to prevent him from becoming a chayla. But over here it's not really a choli. He just has pain. He's mitztayer because of the fact that he has the splinter in his body.
So then if you take aspirin, taking a pill is like an application.
I mean, would a person who is in pain, would we allow him to take an aspirin?
Yeah.
Would it help? Let's say a person... What do you mean, a person has a headache?
Yeah, that's it.
That's not called a chola.
Unless he's so terrible that he
if he's so sick that he can't function, then we call him a chola shem sakon, then he's allowed to take the aspirin. If he just has a mild headache, so then we don't allow him to take the aspirin. Why we call him a bari with a mechesh bi almo?
So this is a mechesh?
Is this called a mechesh? That's the question. A person has a coat stuck in his skin. Is that called a mechesh? It's painful. It hurts. Is that called a mechesh? So why shouldn't it be yasa mitam refua? You can't say that it's so painful that it prevents him from functioning normally. Splinter in the finger. It's a little painful. It's a good question. Why shouldn't it be awesome in Tam Refuah? I don't know. You have to go through the next parak. It's dedicated to Refuah. Shmana Shvatim. It's all about Refuah. Yeah. Okay, there are 24 prokim in Masech Shabbos. One whole parak is about the Yisra Refuah. That's the next parak. Shmana Shvatim Hamurim Batoira. Who are the Shmana Shvatim? The din is that when a human being dies, he's mitami b'magam emasa uba ohel. Mesa yakum is a machlekes with the mitami boil. But leaving out the machlekes, basically one who comes in contact with a mesa is mitami b'magam emasa uba ohel. Well, if it's mesa yakum, so it's machlekes with the ohel. But if he's mitami b'magam emasa, he's telling me for 7 days and he's hazosh lishi shvi. That doesn't depend on the machlekes. The Gemara in Yevamah Samach Beis has machlekes abshim b'aychoy nachachamim with a mesa yakum mitami ba ohel. But the Magam and Master says they all agree. Rav Shimon also agrees with Mitami. Mitami is Shiva. He's Tamei 7 days. Like anyone who comes in contact with the Mesa, needs Azor Shlishi Shvi. Rav Shimon doesn't disagree with that. He just holds there's no Tumas oil by Mesa Yakum. But he agrees to the other levels of Tumas Mesa, that you need Hazor Shlishi Shvi from the Paraduma water. And he's Tamei for 7 days. What if you have a dead animal that didn't have a proper Shchita? A horse drops dead or a cow drops dead, never had a proper shechita. So that's only mitame b'mago u'b'maso, it's not mitame boil. So if the person is wearing gloves, so he can't do maga, but if he pushes the nevela, let's say he goes to the MP, he picks up a piece of non-kosher meat. So it's nevela. So even though he's not touching it b'yodayim, there's no maga, but there's still masa, because he picked it up, that's mitame b'maso. But then you have the Shmona Shratzim, Hamur and Matoira, which are only metame bimago, they're not metame bimasa. Only the eight that are singled out in the Chumash. The other Shratzim, the other animals, other things are not metame even bimago. Some, a bunch of dead bugs, not even metame bimago. Would a kohen be prohibited to come in contact with Mesei Akum? Poshe Pshat is that they are prohibited to. The Mishnah Melech quotes that from the Sefer Yerayim, one of the Balei HaTosfos or Lezer Mimitzah has a chiddush, but it's not really accepted. He says a kohen is permitted to come in contact with a nivlas behema, or a kohen is permitted to come in contact with a dead shmeinah shots mamur ator. He's only forbidden to come in contact with Meis Odom. So the Yerayim writes, what's the definition of a Meis Odom? Such an Odom is Metami Ba'magam and Masa Ba'ohel. But if you have a Meis Akum, it's not Metami Ba'ohel, so even though he is Metami Ba'magam and Masa for 7 days, you need Azor Shlish Shvi, but still, it's a different kind of a Tumah, so it's not the same as Odom Shemei, so the Kohanim are permitted. So Ikwa and Mishlam Melech quotes that as a collector's item. as a believe it or not, but he doesn't accept that lahaloch. He has the long piece about the mummies. That the Jews were the first ones who went into the business when they discovered the dead mummies in Egypt. So that when they brought them over to Europe, so the Jews and the Kohanim amongst them were in the forefront of this business. So the one shaila was, were they Macy Akamar Osabahanoa? They're making money on this. They're buying the mummy wholesale and selling it retail. They're making a lot of money. Or they put it in a museum, they make a presentation, they charge you money to come and look at the mummies. So you're getting hanoa from the dead bodies. So that's one discussion that he has with the Macy Akamar Osabahanoa. Then he has a discussion whether Kohanim are prohibited to come in contact with the mummies. We assume the mummies are probably Nochrim. They're probably not the Bnei Yisrael. They're probably Nochrim. So he quotes that most of the Rishonim assume that it's forbidden for a Kohen to come in contact with the Meisei Yaakov for sure b'magam masa. And the Iraim has this Chiddush. Since Meisei Yaakov is such a Tumah that's not Metami ba'Oel, so even though it is Metami b'magam masa to Mashiva to require Azor Shlishi Shvi, but the Kohanim are permitted. It's not. It's like Niblas Behemah. It's like Niblas Shmeina Shvatim Amurim Bater.
That's one of the things I always had a problem with the Tumah of the Avir of Chutz La'aretz, is that if we're saying that a Goy only has Maya Masa and not
Ohel,
then how it is that it wouldn't matter if there was a Goy right under the floor, it wouldn't be Tumah Ohel, but then we're saying that all the air everywhere in the world is Tameh Nerava. They're Rabbanan for the Chashesh, that they're not so careful with the way that they bury their dead.
That's Taisus Kasha. You say it was bothering you for many years, good. You must be from the Bali Taisus. Taisus and Gitna, first Turk, yes, that Kasha. Very good Kasha. Taisus says, how could there be Goyza Tuma and Chutz La'aretz? Why? Because the Chashesh, there are Meisei Mabul. The Mabul never affected Eretz, only affected Chutz La'aretz. We assume that dead bodies strewn all over the place, but the dead bodies are Meisei Mabul, then Nochrim. And Nochman not Matami Boil. So why should you say the Avir is Matami? So he said, if that Kasha, it's a very good Kasha. So he said, work hard and give an answer. Yeah, so what does the Mishnah say? Nochman, there is an institution, Shmona Shrotzma Amura Matar, that they're Matami Bimago, not Bimasa. If they're dead, Bimaisim. When they're alive, they're not Matami. They're Matami when they're dead. So that's a din in Tumah. That belongs in Mishnayis and Taurus. So what is it doing over here? If you hunt them, okay, there is an Isur Tzeidah not only in Behem of Echaya, even on a Sheretz. Good. V'achoyvo Behem, okay, is Chai. What's the Malach in Chavolah? So we said the three opinions. Rashi quotes his Rebbe Halevi, the Levi is, Rashi had a Rebbe who was a Levi. So he says that that's Netilas Neshama, that's the generally accepted opinion, that's a Tesis right, and that's what the Yerushalmi says in Periklal Gadol. That oyster chavola b'shabes is over mishum netilus neshama malikot lukul matikot the palga, and Rashi has the other pshat is that it's soveya, very shver pshat, and then the Rambam sheet is that it's a tol davdash. Fine. So the Mishnah says regarding the shmona shorotzim hatzadon is over on seida achoyvu behem. Not only is the din of chavola is a malacha chabura, oyster chabura is a malacha bay behem of a chayev oif. Even the shmona shorotzim also there's a din of chabura. The one who makes a chavala, a chabura, would be chayv. However, Rishash Katzmer must, other than Nishman Shvatzim, a chayvul bahem, patur. Mazda, why should it be patur? This is chavala applies to behem a chayv yayv. So why should it only apply to the Shman Shvatzim amur matur? Shman Shvatzim are only singled out with respect to tumah. Why should it be relevant with respect to Hilcha Shabbos? So the Gemara explains why. Sharsh Gotzim or Moslem means Achev Behem Pot because it ain't low or. The only Achev Behem is a technical term. If I take a knife and I cut the animal and it bleeds, that for sure is Chavola. That no one's discussing that. That's a Gemara, Tosfos quotes. That's a Gemara in Chulin and Perikei LeTreifos. Does quote it? Does Tosfos quote it? They don't quote it. That's a Gemara in Perikei LeTreifos in Chulin, where it says, even if you have an animal that hachevel behem is potter, you're not chayv if you make a black and blue mark, but if you cause it to bleed, that everybody agrees is chayv. Now, if you make a black and blue mark, nitzra hadam, afal pisha lo yotza. That's the Gemara, the last narrow line on Kuv Zayin on the base. Nitzra hadam, afal pisha lo yotza, constitutes a malacha. Why? So according to Rashi, it's the malacha of tzoveh. He made a black and blue mark. Shver, Tosin says, who was interested in Tzvichel Agufa? It's Makalkal, the whole thing is a pella. The Rashi Shita by the Tzaveh is a pella. According to the regular stand-up shot, why is chabure, why is it a malocha if a person makes a chabola? It's because malikotl kul malikotl palgot mitilis neshama. So Tesis explains, when you have nitzra hadam, you have a black and blue mark, means that that blood is now dead. It's not going to join back into the circulatory system. Once I made a chabura, that blood is dead. So this only applies, this black and blue mark, the Mishnah tells us, only applies if you have an animal that has ora choluk mipsoro, and the blood gets caught in between the flesh, the basar of the behemoth, with the or. So the dam that's caught is not going to be able to return back into the circulatory system to serve to keep the animal alive. To serve ki adamu anefesh, so that's considered malikot lukula, malikot lepalga, and that dead blood. What happens if you have an animal, I slap an animal, the animal doesn't have any thick skin. The skin is just the outside part of the flesh. It doesn't have orech holok mipsar, it doesn't have two separate entities. One is skin and one is flesh. So then there is no location where you can trap any dam if you're going to make a black and blue mark. It's not shach to make a black and blue mark. So that's what the Mishnah says, hachevu behem patur. Because ein lehem or, shar shkotzim ramosim, it's not that it's a chok of zeris hakosu. That the Torah singles out the Shemana Shratzim, Benigyat the Tumah, and somehow that carries over. No, it carries over to Ilcha Shabbos because of Mitzias. It's a fact that the Shemana Shratzim have skin, and the other Shratzim don't have any Orech Olek Mipsor. So there's no place for the blood to get caught. So the only time you would be Chai Mishum Chavola is if you slit, if you make an incision, and the blood flows out. That's Malikot Tukula, Malikot Tupas. But it's not possible to have a Hechetimts of a black and blue mark. That's what the Mishnah meant to say. Shar shkotzim ramasim, he can have a black and blue mark. That's how chevel behem is potter, unless he caused the bleeding. Unless for sure the blood flows from the body. Atzod and the tzarach chayv shalol tzarach potter. Okay, what do you mean shalol tzarach potter? Because it's a malach hashen svich ol guf. Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. So Rashi threw in a lashon we mentioned last week. The machlekes Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says, and that's why we have a halacha that if you have an animal that's ein b'mino nitzod. So there's no violation of tzeda because it's always going to be an ein tzvicha legufa. The Tesis says, what has it got to do with ein tzvicha legufa? If you have a type of an animal which is ein b'mina nitzo, that's a shita in Tanaim, but there's no malach of tzeda even if you hold that you like rebuta. That's in fact what who pointed it out? One of the Rishonim pointed it out, no? Or the Chazon Yecheskel pointed it out. That in the Tosefta, it's the Tana rebuta the one who says ein b'mina nitzo. It's taught even the rebuta the one who holds that malach of ein tzvicha legufa is a malach of deraisa. That's a pella on Rashi. What does Rashi mix together? Two different things. That's Tosis Kash on Rashi, the third Tosis. The Rashi says, Kol Sheim Amina Nitzah, there's no Yisar Abtseida, because that was going to be Ein Tzvich HaLukul. Tosis says, no, that's not the reason why. Eim Amina Nitzah, it just means that type of an animal is not subject to the prohibition of Tzeida. It doesn't affect the change in the animal, because it's a type of animal, no one ever hunts it, no one ever traps it. So it's not called Tzeida by definition. It's not because of Ein Tzvich HaLukul. What if you have a domesticated animal? Atzonim potter chavu behem chay. Atzonim potter is a pella. Why does it say potter? It should say mutter. It should say potter or mutter. The Gemara didn't say that this is the fourth case of potter that's potter or mutter. So in the stomach, what it means is it's a little bit domesticated animal, but it's not fully. So therefore, if it runs away, let's say I have a kitten. Kitten runs away. So if it runs away, then there's tzedem in the rabban. It's not tzedem the rice is not going to run so far. But there's at least tzedem in the rabban. Achevel bem chayv avare, why not? Just because it's domesticated, just because needs of the yom, it doesn't take off the yisid tzedem. So now the Gemara goes into a whole discussion. There is a machlekes hatanoim, there's a three-way machlekes hatanoim in Chulin. Regarding Shmoina Shvatzim Ha'amurim Ba'Torah. Let's say you have Nevela. Bisar Nevela is also Bachila. But the Gidim or the Kanaim or the Tlofim are not also Menatorah Bachila. I have, let's say, a dead animal is a Nevela, I have a pig, I have a horse. So the only thing that's also Menatorah is the Basar. The Gidim, Kanaim, and Tlofim is not included in Basar. So there's no Issa Derai. So there may be, it probably is an Issa Derabbanan. The Pashtus in the everyday that there's an Issa Derabbanan, but there's no Issa Derai. So the same is true regarding Tumah. in order that a nivlas behemah should be mitame, you got to have a kazayis. A kazayis of what? What if you have a kazayis of kanayim or telofim? A kazayis of hooves of a nivela. Or you have a kazayis of a horn. An elephant dies and it has a husk, has a horn. And you have a kazayis of the horn from the dead elephant. So that's not bisar ha nivela. Only, just like when you get to the Yisar Achila, it's only bisar ha nivela that's also bachila. Machwalas asura. So to regarding tumah, it's only bosa. So let's say you'll have the Shmoyne Shuatzim Hamur and Batoira are singled out for tumah. But the tumah is only on the basar. It's not if the Shuatzim have toenails, let's say. So the toenails are not mitame. So the shaila is, what about the hide? Do you consider ora cholok mipsoro? So only how much of the sherets do you have to have that it should be mitame? So that the Mishnah says the shiv is not kazayis. When it gets to tumas nivlas odam, if a human being dies, the shiv is kazayis. If an elephant dies, or a horse dies, or a pig dies, or a cow dies, all the meat that they sell in the A&P, the shiv is kazayis. It's mitame. Mitame, even the masa, if you pick it up and it's in a pack, is also mitame. But when they get to a dead the shmona shvatzim amura matara, the dead mouse, or achbar, one of the shmona shvatzim, a mouse, so that's mitame, even if you have less than a kazayis. That's the Mishnah that says that the shiva is kadash. So the shaila is that tuma that it has only applies to the bisar asheretz. Kolanegeh b'fsorah. And again, b'fsarim yitmo, only to the b'sar hasheret. Let's say the sheret has toenails, so the toenails are not. You don't say a kazayis worth. You have a kadash's worth of a kadash is less than a kazayis. If you have a kadash's worth of toenails of a sheret, it's not mitame at all. It has to be dafke bosar. So the shayla is, what about or hasheret? What about the hide of the sheret? Is that dino kibosar? Should I assume that the or is dina kibosa because it's such a soft skin? Or should I say that or a choluk mipsaro and therefore it's not mitzar? So this is a machloikis hatanan. So it says in the Mishnah Chulin, in Perek Or V'arayt, it talks about this din. So it says, Rabbecha Menuri, Yom Shmoyne Shuatzim Yesh Lehem Oros. All the Shmoyne Shuatzim have or, means or a choluk mipsaro, and the only thing that's mitame is the bisar hasheret, and the or is like the toenails, or a cholok mipsara, so that just like the toenails are not, if you have a kadash's worth of toenails of one of the shmona shvatzim, it's not mitame b'maga. So too the or of the shmona shvatzim is not mitame b'maga. And the chachamim disagree, and what do they say? So the Gemara says, "Ad kan lapsigi rabbanan later rabbeichem anura linya tumin dechsev eila tmeim lachem." The Rabbishor is sayhem kibisorum. The Chachamim have a pasuk that says that the or is dino kibosar. Not like Rabbi Chaimanuri holds that the or is choluk min abosar, and only the bosar is metame. The toenails are not metame. The gidin kanaim atlofim of any nevela are not metame. So here, even the or of this animal itself is not metame because they're the same lav kibisorum. So the Chachamim, that's the machlokes of Rabbi Chaimanuri and the Chachamim. That's exactly the machlokes. Then the Gemara has a compromise sheet. The Reb Yehuda holds a compromise sheet that some of the Shmoyne Shvatzim have a thick skin. You go Basa Gishasa. You try to feel it. So those that have a thick skin or av, the or cholok mipsara. So then the or is not mitame kibosa. And those that have a thin skin, the or is not considered cholok mipsara. Then the or would be mitame kadasha, would be mitzarf with the basa to be mitame kadasha. So there's a three-way machlokes hatanoim. The Chachamim hold that all of them, all the Shmoyne Shvatzim, Oron is not choluk mipsar. The pasuk is marbe ela hatmeim lechem l'rabish arasem kipsar. So they hold that all eight of them are arasem kipsar. Ben Bercha Menuri says that all eight are not arasem kipsar, or is choluk mipsar. Rabbi Yehuda Zitano makes the compromise. And now the Gemara has a shaila, the machlokes hatanoim, the three opinions regarding arasem choluk mipsar, the gabi tuma. Is that relevant when it gets to Shabbos? Would you have the same machlokes? And according to Rabbi Yechem Nuri, all the eight Shmoyne Shvatzim, Yesh Lehem Oris, Choluk Mipsar. So he will say that there'll be an Issa to make a black and blue mark on any one of the eight Shmoyne Shvatzim. Shash Gotzim and Matzim will have a Behem Potter because it doesn't have a Choluk Mipsar. But the Shemana Shots Mamur Matur Achayvu Beim Chayv, because it has the same Cholok Mibzar. So the Pasha Pshat Ar Mishnah goes like Rabbi Echa Menuri. But if you would hold like the Chachamim there, that the Or is Matami Kibbasar on all the Shemana Shvatzim, means that Or is not Cholok from the Basar. So if the Or is not Cholok from the Basar, it means a Metzius. So there is no space where the black and blue mark, where the blood, where the dead blood can accumulate. Either it's going to go back into the system of the blood circulation, or it's going to come all the way out. There is no place in between that it can get caught, where the dead blood can get caught. So the Gemara says, L'chored, doesn't it appear that our Mishnah that says, all the Shemana Shuatzim Yesh Lehem Achevo Behem Chai, means that Yesh Lehem Or, that is only Aliba the Rabbi Echem Menuri. That's what he says.
Isn't it a matter of Metzius?
Should be a matter of Metzius?
Yeah.
Ah, so how is it shaykh to say that the machlokes hatanaim by tumah should carry over to here to Hilchos Shabbos? Hilchos Shabbos depends on Matzias. So that's what the Gemara says. Afilu teimer rabbanan not kam apliga rabbanan le rabbi chaim menuri l'inyan tumah has to do with exeris hakasuv. So there by tumah the chachamim hold that or the same as lav cholok mepsar. But when you get to Shabbos, it depends on Matzias. The l'inyan Shabbos, afilu rabbanan modu that what that or is cholok mepsar. Of course, we see that they can develop black and blue marks even in the Shemana Shvatz. So the Gemara's suggestion is that even a Chachamim will agree to Rabbi Echa Menuri regarding our Mishnah that on Shabbos, Or is Cholok Mipsar by all the Shemana Shvatzim, and therefore there will be an Isser of Chabura on Shabbos. Then the Gemara is, how can it be? But there's a Beferish of Braisa that records the Machlokes on Rabbi Echa Menuri and the Rabbanan by Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. That Braisa is recording a Machlokes on Rabbi Echa Menuri. To read, take a look. Kasha goes for around 8 lines. Then you have the Bach's tiny letter Aleph. And for the Gemara, no. The Chachamim don't disagree with Rabbi Echa Menuri the Gabi Shabbat. They only disagree with the Gabi Tumah. Either Bryce says the Gabi Shabbat. No, you have to add on a line. There's a line missing in the Bryce. Big Mar Kasha, yeah. But there's a Beferish of Bryce that says that they do argue. Akati, Frag Marlin Shabbos, Lloyd Pligi, is that true that there's no machlokes Vatanya, Atzarech, Mishmar Shots, Mamur, Ator, Chabam Chai, Bishots, Mishlamurs, Ezra, Chaburishen, Chazeres, Nitzra Adam, Bishloyotz, right? Bech Menuri disagrees. You see this machlokes Tanakamera, Bech Menuri. So don't you, in Hilchos Shabbos, so don't you see that the machlokes of Bech Menuri and the Chachamim carries over to Hilchos Shabbos? You can't just say that the machlokes has only been a get to Tumah because of Exeris Hakosov. So the Chachamim hold that you don't apply our same Cholok Mipsar. But in Shabbos it all depends on Metzius. And in Metzius, they all have Or. So Fregmo, how can you say that? But here the Braisa says that there's a Machlokes Rabbi Echa Menuri and the Chachamim regarding Shabbos. If the Gemara, no, that's not necessarily the Chachamim or Rabbi Echa Menuri. That's the third Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana in Chulin, in Perek Or V'Roita, made a compromise. He said, some of the Shemana Shvatzim have Or, and some of them don't have Or. So he's saying that the halacha for the Orisim Cholok Mipsar and get the Tumah depends on Metzius, and he claims that biologically, medically, this is the Metzius, that these three Shvatzim, what is he, all three of them have Orisim Cholok Mipsar and the other five don't have. What does he say? Halato Kechuldo. Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between some of them in others. So he's saying in Metzius that it makes we split. So his distinction in Metzius, he's not saying a difference in halacha. He's saying the difference in Metzius leads you to declare that there's a difference in halacha when you get to Tumah. So that difference in Metzius carries over to Hilchos Shabbos as well. Aber Rabban and the Plig Alei Rabbi Yechim Anur Linyan Tumah Linyan Shabbos Modulei Linyan Shabbos, maybe everybody's masking that the Or is Cholok Mipsar because of Metzius itself. I fake the more. How come he says Divrei Becha Menuri should say Divrei Becha Menuri Umach Lukusai? The only Gemara says Anachinami. You're right. Anachinami. The Tanakama, who says in Hilchos Shabbos that there is Chavala on some Shvatim and others not. That's not the Chachamim or Rabbi Becha Menuri. It's rather Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes within the Shemana Shvatim based on Metzius. Okay. We'll stop here. So where are we learning now?